It's Tom and Loggy's daily podcast.
Tom and Loggy.
Catch them live weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on K-Rock 955.
So police are on the lookout for a Big Bird costume that's been stolen from the Adelaide Sesame Street Circus Spectacular. The same Circus Spectacular, Tom,
that
was just here in Geelong.
Yeah, that was out at Warm Ponds that I took Indy to and she had the best time and it was a great show. And now they've gone to Adelaide and someone's flogged Big Bird.
Like, it's 213 centimetres tall, right? Yeah. And it's worth around $160,000.
For one costume.
For one costume. It is made of ostrich feathers.
Yeah. And it also, I assume to do a costume like that, you need some sort of licensing. So it's probably an actual cost to be able to create it and then use it for, you know, for advertising purposes and stuff. Regardless, where are you? How are you offloading that? If you've stolen the costume, unless you're stealing it for personal use.
Yes.
What are you going to start doing, birthday parties or something?
Also, that costume is so big and heavy, it's not a one person stealing, is it?
No, no, no.
No.
You're not offloading it at Cashies.
It says here, circus director Keith Brown said a trail of feathers on a nearby road could help catch the culprit.
Oh, my God.
They're following the feathers. Apparently the costume came from New York. There is no spare for the show. That sucks.
Maybe the Count stole it or Oscar the Grouch. Snuffleupagus, he did always have, like, they were besties, but it's like the whole keep your friends close, your enemies close.
No, it wasn't. Snuffleupagus just didn't get the recognition that he deserved.
Yeah.
All right? Not all of us can have big personalities, you know? Some of us are just doing God's work underneath.
All right. I think we've found your soul, spirit animal.
I am a Snuffleupagus lover.
Put that on a T-shirt. Like, I mean, they can't even strip it for parts. What are you doing with yellow ostrich feathers? Seriously.
I don't know. This is very random.
Creating cabaret outfits. Far out.
I know.
Tom and Loggy. Tom and Loggy's podcast. K-Rock 955.
You know, travelling is starting to open up again. We've got the bubble that just opened properly with New Zealand.
Bless. And they put on quite a show for us, didn't they?
They did.
Not like the one that we put on for people coming into Melbourne.
There's the guys in the black skin tight suits with the inflatable balls running around
in
circles.
What is going on? Welcome to the land of balls. We wear black.
Yeah. International travel will certainly balls this up. So we're kind of starting to travel a bit, and comedians are starting to kind of be able to get around and do gigs and whatnot.
Yeah.
And Melbourne International Comedy Festival brought a lot of them to Victoria, and now they're all kind of, it's done, it's just finished. So they're just heading, they're starting to head out on tours and whatnot. Dave O'Neill, Melbourne-based comedian.
Love Dave.
Victorian guy, lovely guy, very funny too, and a legend of the game. He's on his way to Perth, or he's ducked over to Perth, but he's posted a screenshot of his booking for his flights, Melbourne to Perth, because something quite weird popped up on the screenshot, on the actual booking. Now, he paid for extra legroom. I didn't know he was a tall guy.
Yeah. I've seen him do his stand-up, like his comedy road tour or whatever it's called.
Seems like of average height.
Yeah, maybe he is a bit tall.
He's flying Qantas, so he's obviously done all right.
Nice job, Dave.
And it says here that he's a gold frequent flyer too, so he gets around.
Oh, nice.
14C extra leg room. And that's a seat, the 14C. That's not his man bra. Hey, I've got moobs. I can talk about it. So he shared the screenshot of his booking, and it all seems pretty standard. Selected seats, Melbourne to Perth, Perth back to Melbourne.
Yeah.
And the breakdown of the cost you can look at, but the total cost there, I'm just going to read it out to you. That's $987,999,999.
Right. So Qantas have upped it a bit, have they?
Yeah. So I knew you had to be, like, doing all right to fly Qantas. around.
And to fly to Perth too. Maybe that's the toll you need to pay to get through the Trolls Bridge.
That's what Mark McGowan's charging you. So people commenting stuff like, oh, they always lower the price by a few bucks so you don't feel like you're spending a full billion.
Yeah.
Someone said just use Afterpay to spread the cost out. And someone else said, on behalf of all Qantas shareholders, thank you, Dave, for the dividends. So Qantas replied to his tweet, does look slightly over the normal price. Would love to take a look at it, Dave. Please DM us the booking reference and we'll have a look. And they actually did. A spokesperson came out and said, while we know that customers really value extra legroom, the price display was definitely a bit of a stretch. We can confirm the passenger was charged the correct amount of $70 per sector for the extra legroom.
Oh, $70
for extra legroom.
For a seat. Oh, man, I can't wait to make that much money.
I know, right. We're investigating what caused the incorrect amount to be displayed. I looked at it and my instant reaction is, oh, that's how much they're paying him. Go to Perth.
Yeah.
Because that's, you'd have to.
Tom and Logie. Tom and Logie's podcast, K-Rock 955. She's so high
above me. Tal Bachman, one of his big hits there, She's So High.
What's the other one again?
She Gets Low.
It's Back Talman. His other band. She's So Low by Back Talman. Man, I love that guy.
Yeah, cool. So we've got 8:30 news rapidly approaching, thank God.
That was really funny.
5 minutes of time out.
Missed the show. Here are the best bits of Tom and Logie.
Tom and Logie.
On K-Rock.
This involves an emu named Bert. All right. Emus, beautiful. Love emus.
Yeah.
They're great. Can't fly, but who needs to, you know? Sydney Zoo is where Bert lives, and apparently he's been caught up in a bit of controversy.
Okay.
So there was a lady by the name of Ashna, and she was visiting the zoo, and she decided to take a selfie with the emu.
Sure.
Okay. Now, in the selfie, you can see the emu staring at her.
Mm-hmm.
Staring at her ear.
Like, what's going on here?
What's going on here? Ha! Well, very good.
Thank you.
So after the photo, the emu took a bite of her $550 Tiffany & Co. earring.
Okay.
Swallowed it.
All right. Yeah.
Bert swallowed it.
Yeah,
right?
Sure,
gone.
Sure.
Now, the thing is that Ali was then like, oh, Miss Ali rather, Ashna, she was like, I could see him eyeing off my earring, but, you know, I didn't really think about it. And then, boop, gone,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And I thought, well, you know, buyer beware, snapper beware.
100%.
You know, that's all you can do.
I mean, it's a wild animal.
Exactly. She was saying the fun day out was ruined by the brazen burglary.
Could have been worse. Could have lost an eye, mate. So,
you know,
swings and roundabouts.
Right. She took a few photos of the emu and a full-length shot just so that they could properly identify.
Like an identikit, yeah.
Yeah,
sure.
Right. And she took it to the zoo manager and they said, look, leave it with us. Give us a few days. We're going to try and locate it for you.
Please tell me they're like, we don't know who this emu is. He doesn't even work here.
That emu, oh, he's been around before. They, instead of telling her, well, look, snapper beware.
Yeah, too bad.
They're like, leave it with us, right? So over the next week, someone at the zoo had to go through all of Bert's excrement.
Yeah.
Excrement. Excrement.
Yeah.
Oh, God, my brain is cactus.
No, you're all right.
No, it's annoying.
Back yourself.
So someone's like, right, we've got a task for you.
Yeah.
See Bert over there?
Yeah.
He's going to go
17
times a day. And we need you to sift through that. What? You want me to? We need you to sift through that and look for an earring.
They're worth $550. So what's that? A $275 earring.
Yeah, but also, so you're wearing that again? Okay, cool. So anyway, so it hasn't turned up yet.
Oh, so we're still waiting.
Yeah,
it's gone.
They're saying, look, maybe it's been digested in Bert's tummy.
Well, either
that
or it's stuck there and it will eventually kill him.
They said, no. They said, rest assured, Bert is fine,
okay,
right?
Okay, good.
Because he eats rocks and all sorts of other things.
Yeah, emus are crazy, aren't they?
I don't know.
Have you ever been up close to an emu? They're very intimidating.
Yeah, But they're beautiful.
Nah, they're I've been out to Narana, Surf Coast Highway there.
Yes.
They've got a couple of emus out there and you can feed them.
Oh, nice.
And they eat the little pellets out of your cup and that's fine, right? But it's the way they go about it.
Keep shaking your boob rings at them. Like, come on, have a bit of this, hey?
Peck on this, hey?
And they're like, stop it, Tom, you must leave.
Old habits die hard.
Oh, Tom and